What's up, man? You get it right?
I'm good to go. All
right.
What? Is this defense peaking right now?
I mean, I think we've I think everybody stepped their game up. You know, being in you know, the last couple of weeks, I think, you know, everybody just knew what, you know, what type of situation we were in, and you know, what we had to do to make this team great.
When you guys were going through that tough stretch, that road trip, were you confident you were going to turn around, or was there some concern?
I mean, we just had a few breakdowns, you know. I think that, and, you know, guys knew that, you know, probably including myself, I could have played better on those few games, yeah, where there was some breakdowns. You know, I think, you know, one of the things that guys did realize was, you know, that we couldn't have those type of breakdowns. And, you know, everybody just, you know, wanted to, you know, take advantage of it. And, you know, just, you know, everybody's not perfect. You know, we have those moments where you have breakdowns. But, you know, guys stepped up and corrected it.
What you guys, including yourself, seem kind of ticked off as you're advancing to the Super Bowl in that locker room after the game, saying that we should have allowed even 7 points against Minnesota. Do you need that kind of mentality to win games like this, where you want to just keep everyone off the board all the time?
I mean, teams make plays. And, you know, Minnesota, you know, they came out, drove the ball down the field, you know, they did a great job at it. But, you know, also I look back at, actually go back and look at that, you know, we missed a lot of tackles. And I think, you know, that's, we can't do that, you know, going forward, you know, include myself. I think I missed 2 tackles on that drive. I had a breakdown on that drive, you know, and it's just, you know, I think emotions took over, that first drive of the game. And I think once guys settled in and knew, hey, it was just it's the next game, guys. You know, let's go, let's settle down, let's play our defense, let's not beat ourselves. And you know, they did that. Absolutely, you got to have that mentality every game. You got to go out and expect to win, and that's what we do every week. We go out, we expect to win, we expect to dominate, and you know, that's what this team been going on all year.
But you guys have given up 1 second-half touchdown in your last 5 games. I think that was a Dallas game. A lot of you guys were even there at that time. What's happening in games? You haven't given up a point in 2 playoff games in the second half. What's happening in games that you guys are playing better in the second half and later in the game?
I mean, just going in, you know, knowing how teams trying to attack you. You know, we go in, we may make some adjustments to a few things. In the back end, Jim may do some, but at the front, you know, we stay the same. You know, not a whole lot changed. They go in, they make a few adjustments, and the guys come out and do what their coach to do.
Is there more of a sense of urgency? Is that part of it too?
You got to have a sense of urgency in the defense, because if not, you know, Jim will call you out. The leaders on the defense will call you out, and that's the way it's been all year.
You guys play against
I mean, I've talked to the guys today, defensive line especially. You got to play 60 minutes against them. You can't play just 3 quarters because, you know, we went down to, I think, 2015, and they still almost came back and won the game. They'll let you know that you got to go and play play 60 minutes. I mean, what makes him so unique is he get rid of the ball fast. He's not going to take a lot of hits. He know where he's going when the ball is snapped. And I think, you know, as I say every week, it's gonna come down to the front four guys getting after the quarterback, making them uncomfortable in the pocket.
With that in mind, playing in this game for the first time, as opposed to, you know, your opponent, they've been there a lot of times before. How ready are you guys?
I mean, we're ready, and I know the guys are ready, and I think, I know for a fact that this team, we'll make it about us. You know, it's not about the Patriots; it's about us, and you know, that's the way it's been, you know, around here, because, you know, this team's been through so much. And the things that we've pushed through, you know, besides, you know, injuries and all that stuff, right, that's brought this team closer. And, you know, guys made their mind up that we're going
to
make it about us.
You said you talked to the D-line today?
Yeah, we all had a meeting this morning, yeah.
The 2 times that the Patriots have lost the Super Bowl, the D-line of the Giants, like, really taking over the game, affecting the game. How much of that is the message between you guys? We can really play a huge role in this game?
Well, I mean, I talked to Chris, and Chris was there last year. And, you know, my message this morning was, hey, guys, if we're going to win this game, we got to be disciplined in our rushes. We got to stop the run. You know, we can't, you know, go out and just let them be baked pieces back there. If we do that, then it's going to be a long game for the back end.
What was Chris Long's advice?
We just go out and play our game. You know, his thing was, you know, let's go out and make him uncomfortable. Let's go out and just, you know, not try to do anything special.
Let's just say your Instagram post about the wounds,
Oh man, I got a chance to celebrate it, but you know, at the same time, man, we're still hungry, man. We still got one more game to play.
Fletcher, after Carson went down in that Rams game, I know Malcolm addressed the team in the locker room. How meaningful was that? What he said, and how it kind of rallied everybody to we got to move on and we still have a shot at this thing.
Man, it was great, you know, to hear a guy like Malcolm, you know, step up and give a speech like that, you know, because you know when Malcolm's talking, you know, every guy in that locker room is listening because he means it from his heart. And his main message was, you know, let's stick together and, you know, we can do this.
Bro,
that light hot.
I mean, they still are. Do you remember where you were 13 years ago and how amazing is that they are still doing this 13 years later?
I don't know where I was 13 years ago, but, you know, for a guy that's been around like that, and the guy that's, you know, just keep leading that team of Super Bowls, man, it's you can't have nothing but a lot of respect for him.
You said how important it's going to be to play 60 minutes in this game. Your snaps have increased a little bit in the playoffs. Do you feel fresh?
we got 2 weeks to, you know, to come out, and you know, I'm pretty sure coach will take care of us, but we still will practice and keep that edge. We have to keep that edge. You know, tomorrow we're going out. It's going to be the same that it's been the last couple of weeks.
There's so many guys on this team. You mentioned Chris. I mean, Corey Rams won a Super Bowl. Danelle LOV, Torrey Smith. Go right down the line. Does that make a difference at this point? Do you guys lean on their wisdom, or is that stuff overrated?
No, I mean, you want to listen to guys like that. Right. You know, no, that light got me so hot. Like, seriously, bro, you got to cut that light off or I'm leaving. Yeah.
Turn that light off.
Thank you. No, it lights hot. I'm soaked up here.
Anyway, how big is that to have so many guys like that around?
I mean, I think it's big, you know, to hear those guys talk. And, you know, those guys been in games like this. So, you know, as a guy like me that's never been in that situation, you know, I want to go up and ask those guys, how's that week? What's that week been like? You know, what kept you focused for that game? And, you know, obviously I'll do that during the week.
And Belichick, how about keeping that edge for the next 2 weeks? Does it feel like the game is still a few miles away? How do you try to keep your emotions leveled?
I mean, just bought it all up, you know, and, you know, I think, you know, as far as me, I'll do a great job at it. But, you know, the main thing is keeping the team together, keeping those guys focused. And as a leader on a team, you know, you don't want to let distractions get to those guys. And, you know, if you see it, you want to go grab that guy right now and tell him, hey, man, you know, we got a big game coming up. So, you know, let's stay focused.
You know, in Belichick's conference call today, he said you're as good as anyone in the league at your position. For a while there in your career, you were trying to kind of get that type of respect, that type of status. When you hear Belichick say that, what does that mean?
I mean, it's respect, you know, and, you know, it's just something that especially it's a lot of respect from a coach like Belichick, man. You know, a guy that's been around, a guy that's seen a lot of great players in his league. You know, for him to say that, you know, that means, you know, obviously I must be doing something right. But at the same time, you know, I got three other guys beside me that's helping me push that limit. You know, that's helping me get that recognition. And I also want to do the same thing for those guys.
He also praised the depth you guys have on the D-line. So it's not just a front four. You guys bring, you know, eight guys sometimes. So how important has that been to the success of the
line? Well, I mean, Coach Wilson trusts everybody. Coach Jim trusts everybody. And, you know, for them to be able to rotate those guys in and you not see a dramatic drop-off, it's great. Because, you know, not every guy can play every snap, you know. I mean, I try to, but, you know, it's just hard sometimes. You know, you're going to miss five or six plays here and there. And to roll in that many guys and not see the drop-off is, you know, everybody getting the same game plan. And that means we're pushing those guys to be on the same level as us.
Their first drive, emotion took over with you guys. I mean, is it difficult when you come out on that opening drive to stay kind of even keeled and not be a little bit too high?
Well, I think now that they've been in that, or they played in the NFC Championship game, you know, they kind of know that we, you know, even a even bigger game right now, that guys can't come out and let emotions take over, because it'll cost us 7 points. And, you know, with that 7 points given up, that could catch up with us later in the game.
What does your offensive line do? Are they different than others? And just to make sure they're straight.
I mean, watching those guys, man, they play what they play together. I think they're a solid group. They play, they're all on the same page with everything they do. They're doing something different. They got a couple of, you know, undersized guys in there, but those guys are well-skilled and they play with a lot of technique.
From years of watching the Super Bowl as a fan, is there any memory that kind of sticks out
to you? Nah, man, you know, I really don't watch football. So, man, y'all know that. No. I don't watch sports, you know that.
Have you watched any of the Super Bowls?
No, you know, I don't watch sports. I tell y'all that all the time.
All right,
that's it.
All right. Thanks, guys.